Stop number 1. George Rogers Clark National Historic Park. When the American Revolutionary War began in 1775, the Americans and British began to pay attention to the allegiance of Western residents. In 1778, George Rogers Clark, a colonel in the Kentucky County, Virginia militia, captured British posts on the Mississippi River and sent Father Pierre Gibault to the residents of Vincennes to persuade them to transfer their allegiance. On July 20, 1778, the residents of Vincennes swore an oath of allegiance to the United States. When British Lieutenant Governor Henry Hamilton at Detroit learned of this, he led an army down the Wabash and recaptured Vincennes in December 1778. Clark, stationed on the Mississippi in Illinois, quickly journeyed with a small militia over flooded lands to Vincennes. He attacked the British and won the fort on February 25, 1779. This strategic win allowed the fledgling American government to claim the territory northwest of the Ohio River.
On the bank of the Wabash is the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. The visitor center is located on 2nd Street. If your time allows, tour the George Rogers Clark Memorial and view the interpretive video. In the 1920s, local supporters led efforts to create a memorial to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the American Revolution. Designed by New York architect Frederick C. Hirons, the memorial, constructed of Vermont granite, was completed in 1933. Centered inside the memorial is a bronze statue of Clark, created by Herman A. McNeil. Ezra Winter painted the murals inside to represent significant events to the opening of the Northwest Territory. You will also see several inspirational quotes from Clark inscribed inside, including, "Great things have been effected by a few men well conducted."